We're talking right now with head coach Eric McCullough with the ESAC Raiders as they get ready to take on the Rams at Maple Valley, Enthonodo, Charter Oak, Ute. Coach, I know you guys bummed but happy about last week. Played well, had a game kind of slip away late, had maybe some opportunities throughout the game to set yourself up in pretty good shape, but it sounds like a really good positive step and a growing moment for this young, young team.
It is, Jeff, and you know, and that's, you know, it's a, like you said, it's a mixed emotions when you kind of look at things, and it's really hard to lose by one. I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, of course, it's tough to lose any time, but when you get beat by 34 points, you know, you just got kind of outplayed. But when you lose by one, you know, it's just one play could have made a difference in a situation. And but our kids, the way the season's kind of gone, I think they did some really good things, and I thought really happy with how they came out right away in that first quarter, with some excitement, some energy, some confidence, and I think they kind of surprised the Knights a little bit, and then that kind of just kind of made it a game, and that's, you know, that's what you want to ask from your kids is to be competitive and to kind of have that shot.
And you guys still have a shot. What some people maybe do not realize is that four teams out of each district in your class make the playoffs. If you guys win out, you're that fourth place team. So there's still a lot to play for here heading into week seven.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, every team, you know, one of the goals at the beginning of the year is to make that postseason. And kind of depends. It's going to look different, I guess, as far as what you want to call the postseason. But, yeah, that's the situation we're in this year is – we can win these last two. You know, we're still in a position to have that week nine game and kind of make the playoffs to start with when the season's been kind of rough.
You guys have played so many sophomores, so many young guys. You battled through so many injuries. Getting those two wins and getting that ninth game, that just means a lot just in getting extra reps and extra experience for the future.
Yeah, it is, Jeff. You know, and talking to Honnold after the game on Friday, you know, that's the things that we were talking about is, you know, winning more games, absolutely. That's what you want. The way our schedule worked out, you know, it just kind of didn't make it that situation for us. And my biggest thing is that every week we get better. If you do win that first game, you know, you want to make sure the second week you're playing better than you did the week one. So we start out, you know, with a tough schedule, and we didn't do really good things week one. And I think the steps we've taken every week, and especially this last week, we have made huge steps and huge strides on getting kind of where we need to be to be a good competitive football team.
Coach, what steps do you need to take this week against a Ram team that, kind of like you guys coming in, still looking for that first win of the season?
We have to continue to come out right away. We can't play just one half of football. And I think in a game like this, and, you know, we played Maple Valley, I don't know, I was looking over, I think we played them several times over the last 10 years, and definitely three times in a row the last past 4 years. This will be the fourth time. So we got to come out right away. You know, we can't wait till second quarter or the second series or anything like that. We've got to do our job like we did Friday night and come with some excitement, some confidence, and trust each other as teammates and make sure that we understand our responsibilities.
Coach, you know, you look at Quick Stats or Varsity Bounce, what it's called today, and you learn a little bit, but it doesn't give you all of the information that you need. This offense for Maple Valley, Enthonodo, Charter Oak, appears to be struggling, especially throwing the football. They've thrown 13 interceptions with no touchdowns, not running it real well as well, only 2.8 yards per carry. How do you shut down the run game and maybe force them to try and pass, which is where they've really struggled this season?
You know, the things we've gone over is we just need to understand their formations and their personnel. They're kind of running two quarterbacks, an older kid that is probably a better runner, but he's the one that has majority of the interceptions. He doesn't have the best arm. But then there's a younger kid that we feel when he comes in, he throws the ball a little bit better. But he definitely doesn't run it as well, you know. So those are the type of situations that we need to recognize on defense, and then just play real physical up front. They got a couple freshmen and sophomore kids playing in the line, so we need to be physical with those guys and just make sure we're protecting our gaps. And like you said, they don't run anything real crazy. It's still kind of a spread look. They like to try and outflank you with their formations, with a bunch set and a trip set. And they you know what we see on film, they busted a couple big plays, but nothing huge as far as scoring touchdowns and stuff. I still think their longest touchdown run is maybe 7 or 8 yards. So we just need to make sure that we're doing that on defense and make sure we're rallying to the ball and kind of understand those situations so we can put ourselves in the right position to have success.
Coach, it sounds like the type of game here that you can kind of maybe control the line of scrimmage and get some pressure on the quarterback?
Yes, you know, that's what we want to, and that's, I think we took huge strides with last week was our line play. We were physical up front. And that just creates things on both sides, offense and defense. You know, created opportunities for our defensive linebackers to make plays, some tackles for loss. I mean, that's huge when you're playing high school teams, when you can, you know, they're 1st and 10 and you get a tackle for a loss on a good defensive play, and then now they're looking at 2nd and 12 or 2nd and 14. So, you know, that changes what they want to do, and that's what we want to try and control. And then on offense, you know, we want to make sure that we don't put ourselves in that situation. When we're starting 1st and 10, we want to be 2nd and 8, 2nd and 3, and just kind of chip away that way until we can kind of get them set up for a big play.
Coach, what do you anticipate the Rams to come out in defensively, and how do you guys want to attack whatever they do?
You know, that's the thing is we've seen a lot of different things on film. The last 2 weeks of film, you kind of see them. 1st, 2nd down, kind of a 5-3 type look. Depending on down and distance, you might see them go to a 4-4 look. So those are things that we want to just try and, again, on the offense, what we talk about with the kids and stuff is, you know, if they're sitting in that 5-3, we want to either try and use our quick game or try and run outside. If they're in that 4-4, kind of seems like teams have a lot of success running up the middle. So depending on situations like that and how we can kind of use that to our advantage.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck coming up on Friday night. Appreciate you joining us here today. And I know the guys always enjoy catching up with you for the Scoreboard Show coming up after the game.
Yeah, hey, we appreciate it. Thank you, Jeff.
You bet. Head Coach Eric McCullough again with the ESAC Raiders. Again, they take on the Rams, a Maple Valley Antidoto Charter Acute on Friday night.